The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
This podcast is not for the faint of heart, close-minded, bitch niggas, or people without a sense of humor. Please keep in mind that we do not condone violence of any sort. Our sole purpose of this podcast is to have fun. Please enjoy.
Set humber. Hey, look at Karen fucking feeling that shit.
I like it, guys.
Yeah. Sure. Welcome to another episode of
No Need for Apologies.
I'm Monroe Martin.
I'm Derek Gaines.
And we're back with another episode for y'all.
Stankin' asses.
We got Karen Feehan in this motherfucking building.
Like
she was jamming this
That's
shit.
Good. I like
Karen
it.
Feehan.
We switching it up.
I thought Derek was going to do a whole thing. I thought he was going to rip into some real freestyle stuff.
Derek, oh, did you like that?
Derek was going to ruin
fucking
it.
Rap.
Derek don't rap. Derek don't rap. Neither of us rap. We got like two bars in his tops.
Yeah, we be trying to fake freestyle. Like when he thinks he's on to something, and then he'll fuck up and be like, "I almost had it."
No, I think when I'm hot, I think I got a good four bars. I think I got a good like yada 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 with the bada with the smada mada mada.
I
got
see.
The dollar.
Yes. All right, I like how you tried. You yep. changed
it's,
it.
Uh-huh. Iambic pentameter.
Yep.
Nailed
What's
it.
That called?
ABAB.
Iambic pentameter.
Yeah.
That's what you had.
Oh, shit. Y'all niggas in your musical school shit.
No, I am.
You went to musical school?
No, it's like soliloquies, like Shakespeare, poetry.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's rhythm, sort of. It's like speaking with rhythm and, yeah. and syllables. I did make that up, though.
Where'd you grow up at?
Massachusetts.
Oh. And what type of school did you go to?
I went to private school.
That's why I don't know that shit. They've been pentameters and...
Iambic pentameter. We'll talk about it later.
They probably hit you in foster care in iambic pentameter. They're like, mama, mama.
They're like, shut the fuck up.
That's iambic pentameter.
Your mom ain't coming back.
That's exactly iambic pentameter. Sit your non-father ass down. Down. That's what that is. That's exactly that. That's You're exactly right. what I invented. Yes. I am Big Pentameter.
See, you nailed it.
So shit.
Sit your punk ass down.
So you're That's from good. Massachusetts.
Yes.
You went to private school.
I did.
All your life from like young age?
What, third grade on.
Okay.
Third grade till high school.
How was it? Like Catholic, private?
It was whatever. My little sister went to an all-girls school my mom wanted me to go to, but I was like, no, I need the boys. I need to look at them. I need to
learn
she wants
you to be gay.
Yeah.
What's the whole thing about... Like
all girls schools.
All girls schools are all boys schools. It just breeds rapists and fucking whores.
I think you're right. I agree with you. Because they think they're taking away a distraction, but it's got to be all you think about.
Yeah.
You know?
Or you're just going to start thinking about, like the girls start thinking about each other.
Right. Yeah. There you go.
Right.
We don't need any more mad lesbians.
Yeah. Fucking angry. Fucking.
Always.
Dressed like me.
I had to have girls in school. That's the reason I like going to school.
Yeah.
That's the focus. That's why you get good
That's
grades.
Why you get dressed. But That's yet, why you get dressed.
Yeah. You should learn how to interact socially with the opposite gender too. It should be a part of your learning. Like
I think that's why you got all these awkward people because you make men and women and boys and girls seem so different from each other.
Right.
Where it's just like, oh man, I gotta change who I am. We're so polar opposite. You're the same.
Right.
Fucking people, just different body parts.
That's right.
Yeah, man.
And if you're me, it's same body parts. Oh, shit. Real flat chest.
Nah, you gotta see something.
You got shape. All right, don't you try to go with fish footies. You know you got a little body on you.
Thank
Your
you.
Body a little wild.
Thank you for all my OnlyFans.
You
Thank
had you brought, so you brought, I remember we was doing a show the other night, you had brought up, you had a camel toe. I was like, no, she don't. And I looked, very
look.
Nice.
Thank Derek you. Thing. It's so, very symmetrical, my camel
toe. I kind of went like, yeah, it all works out.
Derek
it's not like a Homer mouth. It's not
toe.
Like a Homer Simpson mouth.
No.
It's a nice little.
Oh, God, no. Yeah, or like a beak or like a snout.
It's
you ever
a nice
see a snout? Like the mound is so big that it's like a nose.
Yeah, she stole a dog, yo.
If I ever look at a girl tight and I see a snout up front, I'm running for the hills, bro. That is wild.
But she got a pig in there.
She got a pig in there. She got a little snorter in there.
She'll probably ride your dick off, though.
If you think, all right.
I don't know.
She might have to if it looks like a snout.
She got that hog.
Got pepperoni down there, bitch. But anyway, so Massachusetts private school. That was cool. I mean, me and him are product of public schools and shit like that. That's so we learned, I guess, what we had to learn. But
yeah, he went to a better private public school, though, right? Then you go to like
Greenberg was good. It was just Jewish. I don't think it was bad. I mean, our textbooks were up to date than a motherfucker, though.
Yeah, nigga.
Yeah, so I grew up with all
my textbooks were still like on the like what's that slave paper? You know what I'm talking about?
What,
like
hemp?
The original
parchment paper?
Like real thick.
Like Bible paper. Oh no. Iris.
Yeah, them shits were handwritten. That's how old my textbooks were.
You had scribes. Nigga used to roll shit out. So it says here we don't even have all our freedom.
The first page is you're so lucky we're teaching you to read.
Says here on these scrolls, I should be sitting in the back. Under the desk.
Uh-huh.
I'm supposed to give my chair to some white kid that might have a few. Like, that's fucked up, bro.
Yeah,
God damn.
Sorry, Monroe.
No, why y'all sorry? You know how many other kids went through this shit?
Yeah.
Don't be sorry for me. I'm fine. I'm grown now. Okay. I don't have no excuses.
That sucks, though.
So Karen, from what I've heard, didn't you just move?
I moved.
Why'd you move?
Because I was dating a guy and I learned that I just, not just, but the primary reason that I liked him was his apartment.
Oh, shit.
Damn.
Okay.
He had a sick apartment that his mom bought him.
Okay. What's wrong with his mom buying him an apartment?
A lot. There's a lot.
I can't wait to be filthy rich to buy my fucking kid an apartment.
I hear what you're saying, and I don't think that I would be able to not spoil my kid if I had a bunch of money. However, I do believe that it fundamentally affects development.
Really?
Okay. Yes. I think that if you don't have to work for stuff, you don't have ownership over it. So it's really hard to have self-esteem when you don't have to work for things. You can never like point to something and be like, I accomplished that. I did that. If like you don't have bills, like if you're 30 and you don't have to pay rent, like there's something.
That sounds like a dream.
I understand that, but it does. But it's.
But I see where you come from.
You know what I mean? Like you think that, but then once you're actually in it, your whole perspective shifts and you're living in a different reality that the majority of people are not living in.
Yeah.
Especially if your income isn't matching.
You better talk.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Get in that shit, hand. Because if you're not making money, right? You're not earning yet, but everything is from your parents.
Yeah.
You have no sense of self, but you get accustomed.
Okay.
To having
and like certain levels of things and trips and travels and
somebody broke up with some money.
Damn. That's what but he was like one of those like poor rich kids though, which they just
hipster.
They irritates out of me.
Yeah. Necessarily into the wild, but
no, like he finally got a job, but I'm like, he's like making like $15 an hour, but he's like decked out in like acne, like $400 sweatshirts that his mom bought him. And I'm just like, this is gross. Like my vagina is so dry right now. Like there's nothing attractive about this.
Yeah. All right.
You know, I like hard worker. I like what turns me on is somebody who's like came from nothing and like make something of themselves.
Okay,
like it's
cool.
Like, whoa.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So you were in love with his apartment. When did you find out? When you were like, y'all was having sex, you was looking at the ceiling.
Right.
And
I'm like it's man. Like, I can't come with the lights off. Yeah, turn them on so I can see the upholstery.
Oh, snap. That's how really dope nice that apartment was.
Where was the apartment?
Fort Greene. It was huge.
Sound like a Rich Pryor joke. Remember the Rich Pryor joke?
Yeah.
It was like, I'm having sex with a Playboy bunny. That means if I don't get the pussy, I can fuck this couch.
Right.
It was one of those. Fuckable couches in that place.
Fort Greene is it's a good nice spot. It's where Fort Spike Green. Lee has 40 Acres and a Mule.
Fort Greene is funky.
Yeah, it's funky ass area.
I've been through Fort Greene,
Big ass places. The brownstone?
Huge. It was a loft. It was a huge two-bedroom, two-bathroom. Huge ass loft.
What did he do with that other bedroom?
He just had like a friend that would come stay once in a while. I know. I saw the kid like once. But they owned it outright. And he'd be like, well, I have to pay $900 in utilities. But he split that with his stepdad.
Oh, my God. Damn.
But then I paid $900 for rent. I could have took that other room.
I know.
Hey, what's up, Karen? Oh, y'all in the back? Oh, all right, no problem. Yeah. I'm going to pour some cereal. Uh-huh. He got gold milk in here.
It's liquid
cereal
gold.
With gold flakes and shit.
But I was spending money stupid. Like, I was buying because and stuff. Because I had, like, pretty, like, cheap rent for a while. Yeah. And then I just was like, and I would never let him come to my place because my place was gross. Like,
He was a pauper to his prince. I got you.
Yeah.
So then I was like, you know what? Why don't I just, like, buckle down, stop spending money on stupid shit, like, save money, and then I just moved. I found a one-bedroom, like, Lower East Side. It might be a little close to Chinatown.
It's Chinatown.
It's Chinatown.
You're trying to rebrand. You know, I live in the Lower East Side. It's like, you live on Canal Street.
Well, I don't want to give up my address, but there are some really delicious ramen places.
And there's a lot of blankets outside with purses on top.
Wait, you got to...
A lot of comforters in the street that they use to put...
Yes. They use her place to stash the purses.
Yes.
They were like, Miss Fian.
I love Chinese people, though. They're great. They move. They walk quickly. I like that.
Never say excuse me. No. We need to work on that. Yeah. That's my only gripe with the Asians. I love the Asians.
I mean, I like it. They teach you. Don't that's what the world is.
Excuse me.
But they are a reflection of what the world is. They're the most honest people.
They
don't give a fuck.
They don't give a fuck.
They're like, get the fuck out of it. I'm taking this. It's mine.
They take it. They don't even say get the fuck out. They just go, that's me.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're waiting in line, they don't believe in lines.
They don't believe in lines.
I love it.
Scoot right
by. And if you talk shit, they just lift that mask up and go, and in. What?
Coronavirus in your face. It's like the old ones, too, do not care. Like,
well, I hope that Derek never goes out for SNL.
Yeah, I know, right? That's probably going to be bad.
I was not even wearing a mask. Shit. I was just trying to make light of a fucked up situation.
I'm sorry, SNL people. Listen,
you girl.
I'm not like Shane. I love y'all, but I just, you know, you got the mask. I figured let me make a little mask joke.
I said I moved to Chinatown because I'm doing Shane Gillis reparations. Like, this is me. I'm taking it back. I'm giving back.
I'm
fixing the problem.
Oh shit!
I'm gonna fuck some tiny Chinese dick. Like, I'm gonna fucking.
She gonna get in the trenches.
I'm gonna give
for
China people
and white people using their race for good. I love y'all when y'all use shit for good.
Yeah,
y'all be good.
Yeah, I fucks with white people. Y'all be like,
the miracles that y'all have inside of y'all that y'all haven't tapped into. Right. When a white person uses their whiteness for something great, it's just like Captain Planet. Y'all motherfuckers.
Oh, mm-hmm. Captain Planet! Remember when Don Cheadle was Captain Planet?
That was great.
That was so funny.
I love that.
You a tree. You a tree. Everybody trees. That shit. I never knew Don Cheadle was funny until that moment.
But then he had that other show that he was funny on, too.
House of Lies.
Yes.
I loved that show until
it got stupid because
Cyber Monday come back up, so it's good.
Is Cyber Monday as good as House of Lies, though?
Cyber Monday, it gets second season. I liked the first season, so I was like,
yeah, but House of Lies did like almost five seasons.
Yeah, damn. I really liked that.
Don Cheadle was the fucking
Don
man.
Don Cheadle making money. I know he had five seasons, and he's, you know, War Machine.
I did not know I was attracted to Don Cheadle, and then he started not wearing a shirt on that show, and I was like, oh, I guess I'm in love with
Don Cheadle. Muscular?
He's fit.
But is he
Don
muscular?
Strike me. He looked like Isaac Hayes.
Can we pull up?
Yeah.
Can we get Don Cheadle with a shirt
on? Don Cheadle shirtless. Let's break this shit down.
I think he's cut.
Because I need to figure out what shape I need to get into. Don Cheadle is attractive. No, I got a lot of flabs
under this
jean jacket.
You're
I got
so tall. They should just stretch out.
I got a shade. I thought so too. I'm back in the gym though. I'm about to transform
this treadmill,
shit.
Man.
Wow, did your producers go to public school too? Why does it take so long?
I don't know. Motherfucker type with two fingers.
Don Cheadle.
He's spelling it out.
Cheadle. All right, let me see Don with no shirt. All right, he looked like a normal North Philly nigga.
All right, that's not a good one. He's on vacation.
I was trying to find you a good one.
TV.
Cheadle.
I don't seem to see a good one.
There was, what about on the show House of Lies? He's banging that chick in the beginning, right?
Don Cheadle got a regular body.
He's cool.
I think he's sexy.
It's good that you think he's sexy.
I think I was dating one of the Lucas brothers when this was on, too, so I was using him as inspiration.
Wait. You dated one of the Lucas brothers?
Your guess is as good as mine. I love them.
I don't know which one I dated.
I love them so much. No, I dated Keith.
What the fuck is this? Wait, this both of them are nice.
No, I remember.
No, Kenny's mean. I'm kidding.
Kenny's not mean.
Shout out to the Lucas Brothers. Those are my guys.
I love
bring up
them
the picture.
So
I
much.
Bet you I can bring up a picture of the Lucas Brothers. I guarantee you
I can tell you the difference.
I can tell you the difference. I think I'm starting to get it.
You'd hope I'd be able to, right? But I definitely can.
God damn.
I mean, it's like. There they are. Oh, that's Kenny on the right, Keith on the left. No, Kenny's on the left, yeah. Keith's on the right.
Yeah, Keith is right here in the middle.
Keith looks a little younger.
Keith always smiles.
Yeah, what did I say?
Yeah.
He's the nice one.
But smiling doesn't mean you're nice. There's a lot of killers that smile.
Yeah, I smile a whole lot, and I'm terrible.
You are terrible.
Yeah, good for you.
They're so cute. I love them.
Yeah, I didn't even know you dated one of them.
I know.
Damn, I feel out of the comedy circle.
It was a while ago. It was probably like 5 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Well, that was way. Yeah, we was way.
But
we was both ashy 5 years ago.
Yeah.
I was fucked up 5 years ago. Yeah.
You was in love?
I did. I loved him. We were together for like a year and a half.
Hey, man.
I tried to get him. I still try to get him back. I'm going to text him right now.
There you go.
And that's cool. Like, comics, like sometimes.
Comics fall hard. We love hard.
Because I've done it and I still regret it to this day that I shouldn't have done it. But, you know,
yeah.
Some comics get away with that, it working out. I'm not on that side.
Here's my issue, though. I have coming off of a civilian, like dating someone, and I think maybe it's different for you guys, but in like guy girl dynamics, like this kid was not funny. He was not charismatic.
Yeah.
I'm funny like all the time. Like it's just like who I am, and that's how I like to spend my time. It's like making people laugh. It's good, like natural state, whatever. Of course, I'm bitchy once in a while. But what happens was, He started like co-opting that funny. You know, he thought we were doing that together.
Oh,
do you know what I'm saying? And it's a male ego.
He started trying to make it a tandem.
Yeah,
he's like, we're so funny together. I'm like, no. I'm funny all the time. And you're welcome.
Yeah, you're welcome. And thank you for the place.
And thank you for he's a nice high ceiling.
Thank you for the short commute to work.
Yes.
That's so funny.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, these damn civilians always thinking they can... And you ever talk to civilians?
No, I don't like it.
No, I've been fortunate.
Other than my two friends from my old hood, I can't. Other than Bacon Breeze, woo, man.
My sisters are funny.
They are funny.
My wife is funny.
She is funny.
One of her friends. That's it.
One of her friends is funny.
Which one?
Ingrid's pretty funny. Ingrid says dumb shit.
Ingrid, yeah, she did some funny shit the other night calling me.
Yeah, nigga, that shit was funny.
I'm like, what are you calling me for?
She likes you.
She doesn't.
No.
She likes Derek.
She does not. Him. She's married to a woman and she has a kid and she just knows that I dig her. So she'll just call me and go, hey, how's it going? I'm like, Ingrid, don't do that
You like her, Derek.
Because Ingrid all thick and Spanish and shit like that, man.
He likes her.
Yeah, Derek falls in love.
Yeah, I can tell. He's like, Derek, his whole demeanor changed.
Yeah,
I fall hard, but I fall.
Light skin, thick women.
Yeah.
This nigga gonna have like 40 kids by the time he's 60. Cause there's all the you don't even know all the chicks that just
taking care
of your baby right now.
Like I don't know. hopefully they all come out of the woods. Cause they all the light skinned ones hate me now. Cause they just think I get handsome shamed all the time. You ain't nothing but a fuck boy anyway.
Aww.
You're right.
Well, you were telling me you've been single for X amount of years.
11 years, damn near.
Like
11 years.
It's been 11 years.
Have
bro.
You ever committed to? So that means you've never been like.
He saw me fall in love twice. The first one killed me. The second one revived me. But then she went back to London.
We were like the opposite. We like switched because I was like happy. I'm like, I don't want nobody. This life is good.
Single.
And then he was in relationships and doing the whole thing. And then he was a sweetheart. Motherfucker would put the coat around him in the cold and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, nigga. This nigga was a whole sweetheart. He was a whole gentleman.
That's cute.
And then we just switched. I was like, I can't be a dirtbag no more.
A whole
dog.
Savage.
Yeah, nigga. He got bit by that wolf.
But sometimes it's like, it depends on where you are in your life. Like, I almost reconciled with this kid, like, this weekend.
Yeah, damn. You like,
damn. So how's
damn,
the house?
I do miss heat.
So how's the house?
He probably has centerware. You got the fucking radiators that clink clack.
I know.
You go to sleep like, bling, 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 bling.
Everything's dirty. I'm like, oh my God, I want that big.
The radiator makes noise like.
Yeah.
It like whistles and shit.
I'm like, I'm 5'1". I'm like, where's my California King size bed? Like, this is too small.
Yeah. Damn.
No, but we reconciled for like, no joke, like 48 hours because he looked good. I was like, I'll fuck him again. You know, like that'll be fun. But then we tried to hang out and I was like, at one point during the day, I looked at him and I was like, I just don't even like you. Yeah, like, I don't like you as a person.
Bruh.
So that was that.
Yeah, did you always... get one last screw in?
Oh, yeah, we got a couple.
It's that, always after it you bust them nuts and then you come back.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
You got to get the last
post
bit
nut clarity. Post nut clarity,
like,
right?
Tapping that fucking Heinz ketchup bottle, you get the last couple squirts out.
Yeah.
And then you like, all right.
I'm just like, let me make sure you're ruined for the next chick.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
That's so cold.
Y'all probably did nasty shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. You say, where was all this when we in the relationship? Right. It's like, I don't like you.
I
no
like
more.
You as a person, so I can physically hurt you.
All right, cool. It's working out today.
Look at you guys.
Yeah.
No, but you still got time.
You got time.
Listen. Let me know. I know.
No, you're good.
Oh, you're great.
You guys are blowing through these today. Look at you.
Yeah, man.
I like your graphics.
So grew up in Boston.
Grew up in Boston, moved to New York, went to college, Marymount, Manhattan, got kicked out of two dorms within the first year.
Fighting
and fucking.
Drinking.
Oh, okay.
I'm an alcoholic.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I've noticed that, but you're a fun one.
No, I don't drink. I haven't had a drink in almost 2 years.
Okay, word. I take it all back.
See?
You used to curse
just
people
out.
You fun as fuck. All right,
I do remember that about you.
Oh, no. Monroe remembers.
Yeah, you used to curse people out. It was you and Micah.
Yes.
Y'all are some evil white women.
At the old stand one night, we got wild.
Yeah.
We got wild. Like,
I
was
just
banned.
Curse motherfuckers out.
Yep.
But look at you. Man. You're doing great now.
And that's crazy because I've never had a falling out, because I have a falling out.
We never had a falling out. Right.
Every drunk white woman that comes to a comedy club.
We never had a falling out. I just would witness that shit.
Outs.
That's like, God damn, this woman is.
We would get wild. Like, we get our hands on some cocaine and just fuck up a Saturday.
Because I'd be like, that's a little wild white chick right there. And I wouldn't say much. I'm like, she do comedy. But then I saw you on that show where you shit on that fat
girl.
You
love that, Derek. Oh my God, that was so funny. Derek
That's
came
when I was
up
like,
to me.
Who is she?
It made me feel so good because Derek came up to me. He was like, "Hey, way to stay funny with it." Because he laughed because it was a shitty. I mean, the show was so hard.
Yeah.
They ripped up my set. They edited so shitty, and then like there was like certain parts where it just was corny.
Yeah.
But I got a couple like good jabs.
What show was it?
The girl was a big girl, and everybody was telling her to stay big.
My Big Fat Fabulous Life on TLC.
So the big girl surrounded by yes men, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Yo, girl, you be fucked. Yeah. Karen came in with this truth dart.
This was on TV?
Yeah.
Okay,
I was like,
tell me this whole thing. Can I say this?
Jaw-droppingly. That's when I started like, oh, I fuck with her.
All right, so what was it? Let her tell it.
Yeah.
No, basically, so she had a friend named Buddy, who's another fat fuck, who's like standing there. And they, after my comedy show, everything's staged, everything's made up, and they just come and they start yelling at me like they're like these like pigs over like an animal fence, like yelling at me. And she's just like getting super emotional and saying like, you don't know anything. And I was like, you know, for somebody who says they're happier than they've ever been, I'm like, you sure cry a lot, like you're crying. Then her friend called me a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
And I looked at him, I was like, well, I don't understand your role in this entire
and
show.
And she just start letting them have it.
Then they flew me out for the reunion because I was only on half an episode.
Yo.
And it just got a lot of like a bunch of fat people are mad at me and skinny people think I'm great. Fat people are mad. And they flew me out for the reunion and her mom, bless her heart, her mother goes, I don't know you, but I know Whitney. And she did not get the success by being fat. She got it by being articulate. And I was like, oh, well then why isn't it called My Big Articulate Life then? This is ridiculous. Like, come on, you fucking people. What are we doing?
Yo.
What are we doing? But she's the root of all evil. I mean, so is TLC. She has a food addiction. If they were glorifying any other kind of addiction, look at my fun heroin addicted life. Like, look at these needles. Everybody's like, yeah, do it. You're fit. You're fun.
Yeah, girl, do the heroin. You're a functioning heroin addict.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Uh-huh.
Food addiction, in my opinion, is the hardest addiction to overcome. It's the hardest, but it should be taken seriously. And like an addiction, like TLC would play circus music while she's eating cupcakes.
Yeah.
They're fucked up too.
Absolutely.
They're fucked up.
And people don't know that shit. People don't know they're being exploited. They think they're just being, they're like, I'm being represented. No.
Like, no body shame. Uh-huh. I mean, she's a millionaire. Why would she ever change at this point? You throw money in, like, she's got book deals. It's in its sixth season. Like, why would you ever get skinny? Your fatness has made you all this money.
Okay.
And but it's to me, it's like the message that she's sending is brutal.
You're like, go ahead, y'all, die young.
Die young, exactly.
Yeah, man. She spoke truth to power.
Damn.
So when I saw you speak truth to power like that,
wait, what were you watching TLC for?
I made the stand, put it on the TV.
I was like,
oh, okay.
That's where I was at. I was like, because I never knew her. I just knew her as some like wild ass white chick got on stage sometimes saying freaky shit. Yeah. So I'm like, oh, all right. Then when I saw her actually commit, like she was like, what? Whack. And this before roasting was like the hugest and like it was starting to come around. She was hanging out with all the roasting motherfuckers. But I'm like, who is this little? Then I saw it and I was like, oh, she's okay.
Yeah.
And then I was so like, yo, I'm Derek. He was okay. Yeah. And he was friends with
me. Then we were friends.
How'd you end up getting clean? What got you like?
I mean, I've had multiple rock bottoms.
Yeah.
I this past time, like I was drinking before I was going to work. Like it was I'm an alcoholic to the point if I'm drinking, I'm always a little bit drunk almost. Like I would never deal with a hangover. I would just start drinking the next day.
Damn.
So it's just like a siphon, like really bad, like siphon of booze in my veins like 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I've fallen before. I got 8 stitches on my head. I called the booker of the stand a fat F word one time.
I was there for that.
Yeah, that's what we probably were talking
about.
It's like, what is she doing? Does she want to have a career?
No, he liked it. Patrick likes that shit.
He didn't like that.
Oh, really? I thought Patrick would have loved you for that.
He liked it at home.
Yeah,
he liked that shit at home. He like, he looked up pictures of your feet.
Shout out to my boy Patrick. We
love you, Patrick.
I'm just kidding, Patrick. I love you. But please give me spots.
I was there.
Patrick
did
give me spots, but that is so funny. He's calling him fat fuck. I think that's hilarious.
Okay, all right.
You one of Patrick's kneecaps?
Yes. That was bad.
So yeah, that's so funny.
But
I was sitting at the bar drinking when you got kicked out.
Yeah. We were wild that night. Yeah. We broke glasses. I left my phone in a cab. I woke up at Micah's house. Like, it was bad.
You still friends with her?
Micah, yes.
Yeah, good for you. That's what the fuck I'm talking about.
Word.
And she's clean too?
She's never had a problem. She's good.
Yeah. Oh, she was just a good friend.
Yeah, she's
good. God damn.
She was just helping you out. Yeah.
She was like, well, look.
Crazy friend Karen. Right?
Yeah.
Yes.
She's like, well, you're going to get fucked up. I'm going to get a little fucked up.
But yeah, man. I'm glad you got fucked up and then stopped, because I'm glad you never passed out while he was out, because you a big nigga.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I got joking about that shit.
Because us trying to pick you up would have been like that scene on RoboCop. It would have took seven of us. Yeah, because he was drink too, and then he stopped because he almost died like a jackass.
How long have you not? You don't drink anymore?
I'm fine now. Right. Like
it's my nigga Ro.
No, he's saying that like I had a drinking problem. I would just get fucked up and curse people out.
Yeah. That's fun, though. I used to yell at homeless people, though. I would pick the wrong target.
No, I would just be... It's funny how we flip-flop. Yeah. I was always nice, but if I'm like... If I was like drinking, I'm like... I start cracking on people.
Oh, it's bad. Down the street.
Shit.
Look at these girls with these cartoon butts.
Yo, you're just trying to make everybody laugh.
Yeah. We used to die.
We used to fucking laugh.
I would walk by those newspaper stands. I'd be like, all right, we got to get me in one of these. Yeah. Let's try to fit my body in these. Like, just stupid stuff.
Yeah, you I'd just like, take my picture. Friends laugh.
Like, I would steal like pool cues. I'd wake up with like orange cones in my apartment.
That shit is fun.
There you go.
It's fun.
That shit is fun. I stopped like drinking like a while ago, but now I just do like I'll have like wine or some shit or like a
just low key.
If it's just shot that I've never had before, like if it's some alcohol, I'll definitely take a shot of it, but I don't like get drunk no more.
Yeah. See, I wish that I had that type of control. Don't.
You just gotta have a parent. You gotta have parents who suffer from addiction, and then you gotta be like, all right, don't get like that.
Right.
And you're just fine.
I hear it. Because both my parents are great drinkers. They drink, they tie one on, like, get a little buzz, and they're fine.
Yeah.
I don't have the off switch.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Once it hits me, I'm like, we gotta go to Vegas.
You frank the tank. You frank the fucking tank, man.
Yes. 100%.
When it hits your lips, it's so good.
I'll do one. I know.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden you run down the street buck ass naked. So therefore. Look at y'all with y'all drinks. I never drank.
You smoke a lot of weed.
That's fine, but that's not the same thing.
It is the same.
No, don't you put my shit with your shit.
No, it is not. No, it's I'm with Derek 100%. It's not even close.
Not even close.
Let me ask you, let's go through this then.
I've never done anything I regret when I was high. Nothing.
Never?
No. Maybe a couple dudes, but whatever.
That's the same.
No, but really, no. I always have my facilities about faculties. What is it?
Faculties.
Like I'm in some facilities sometimes. Yeah.
Faculties. Yeah.
Like
I'm not like the outcome. I'm talking about the excessiveness.
Oh, yeah. I smoke a lot.
Yeah.
But
I'm sober right now.
But
lies. I had an audition this morning.
Oh, okay.
Fly as shit right now. Derek Gaines. Look at you. Don't try to put my shit with your shit. I'm always for what it is. Not even a confession. I'm most of the time high, but I'm always available.
What does that mean?
On time.
That mean you hit me up.
Punctual.
Y'all be late. I be at places where you supposed to be. I be smoked out of my head, but I'll be there at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
And y'all be like, sorry, man, the train. And I'm sober as shit. I'll be like, yeah, I don't know what y'all do. No. But yeah, before I left, I smoked. And then I looked at the clock and was like, I should probably go now. And then, so it's weed. It ain't really.
I agree. Like it's such a different animal for me. Like booze takes me to a dark, dark place, but I can smoke pot and be totally fine.
Absolutely. Mm. I love the light carrot fee hand. It's very fun.
Yeah,
so I don't want to see
you
go too dark.
You don't. It affects my looks too. I'm a guy. I'm very vain.
What do you mean it affects your looks?
I start drinking. It's like,
your face get all red.
Yeah.
Big.
I got like Irish fucking blotchy shit.
Yeah.
Like I didn't even know I had eczema.
Touch your skin, it turn red and then go back to what that you remember. You ever touch white people and you're like, you turn red.
Yes.
Like, so cool.
Yes.
I've done that. Poke white people and be like, oh, you turn red and shit.
Yep.
And I'm going to stop doing that because that's like the equivalent of y'all touching our hair.
Right.
So I understand.
Okay.
I mean, it's a good trade-off.
It is a good
touch my face, you can touch my hair?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you like...
Not your face.
Because drunk white women...
Well, yeah, no. You
they go for
too.
My hair a lot and it
that
pisses me off.
Funny.
So instead of being pissed
like
off,
it.
I'd rather
I love
go...
It.
They love
it. Dude
I
snap.
Can't stand it, bro.
Derek snap on. He snaps so quick. That should be funny. I just watch women walk up to him and they're like... I'm like, yeah, well.
And Reggie.
He pulls out Phoebe Robinson's book. He's like, so funny. I have this. So funny. I just happened to be reading this.
Uh-huh.
You goofy white bitch.
So funny. Well done.
Thank you.
But yeah, man. Damn it. I'm glad we all know our vices and shit.
Yeah.
Everybody's trying to do better.
I think
better.
They shift, though, too. Like,
okay.
Once you take one thing away, then it's like my, like, sex addiction will vamp up or I'll, like, shop too much or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, I wish I had a shopping addiction.
Or a sex addiction. Got all kinds of... All
you
these,
do have
all
a...
These...
I bet you guys do have a sex addiction.
I do love a pussy, man.
I don't have a sex addiction. I think I have a healthy relationship with sex. You want it all the time.
That's good. Yeah, that's healthy.
You, but you're not... I feel like... When it becomes an addiction, that means you're jeopardizing shit.
Yeah, it ain't like Michael Fassbender where I got a closet full of pornos and I'm putting shit up my ass while I jerk or I'm calling up hookers.
Wait,
and
what?
Putting the money on the table. You ever seen that shit? You ever
no.
seen Shame?
No.
Shame was about Magneto. Basically, he had a sex addiction in New York.
Yeah.
And it just showed us every level of how fucked up this dude was.
Yeah.
It started off cool enough. You thought it was something. And then you start watching like, oh, this nigga's fucked up.
Damn.
Like he was just like, he needed to bust a nut so bad he went to the gay club, got his dick sucked, right? Then he left the gay club, met some chick that was with another dude. He fingers the chick while she with the dude, right? Then he puts his fingers in the dude's face like, see, your girl want me. And got his ass, he would get whooped.
Oh my God.
In the club. He was fucking chicks out at dumpsters and shit like that.
Yeah.
Just because. Then he fell for a chick.
Yeah.
And then, you know how when you like somebody, it's not the same.
Yeah.
Like y'all start being weird and he didn't know how to fucking process it.
Right.
So he was like, oh shit. So he left because he knocked the girl and went fuck the prostitute like immediately.
Right.
He was like, huh.
Right.
he had to fuck a hole. And then she smacked him. She's like, you'll be all right one day. And then he would go out and like if his sister was fucked up, this whole thing was wild. Like his sister was a cutter.
Yeah.
Like all kinds of crazy shit. Like it was, and then he dealt with it when his sister almost died from bleeding out in his bathroom because he was out jogging. It was, like, you go, it's one
movie.
Of them indies, you go,
yeah.
Oh, these one of these indies that take it there because they can.
Right.
So, yeah, it showed how much fun his, at work, his hard drive was like, like polluted with porn.
Damn.
And his boss was like, yo, who the fuck? I think I'm going to fire the custodian because the custodian got to be coming here watching porn at night.
Right.
Because, dude,
There's no hard drive
has no room for work. It's just a bunch of fucking porn. Yeah. He's like, yeah, we got to find out. And then, like, when his boss leaves, he go jerk off in the bathroom real quick. Like, what? Yeah, so I don't think I'm a sex addict.
No,
that's like it's not a negatively affecting your life.
No.
Yeah,
like good. The big climactic scene. His sister was cutting herself in the bathtub, bleeding out, but he was fucking two holes on the other side of town.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, man, dude.
His sister died?
Because his sister tried to keep calling him.
Yeah.
And he was like, nah, I'm going to go fuck.
Right.
So and she died?
Nah, she almost died. He caught, like, he figured it out. Like, when he was done, he was trying to get back.
He was like, oh shit, my sister did call me. Ran up to the apartment. She all blooded out on the floor. And he was like,
started jerking off immediately. 911?
Nah, he got
it. My sister's dying.
Nah, so he basically.
Can you send some hot paramedics?
Yeah. So basically what his atonement was, when he got her to the hospital, he was just on the deck crying, looking at himself like, oh, yeah. Sex addict.
Sex addict.
I don't know, right? So, you know, but it wound up him changing his ways because his sister lived.
Right, but was, if you think she died, that it would have made him change it.
I don't know. Probably he would probably went off deep end.
Right,
yeah. Because he would have then he would have blamed himself. He would have fucked himself into a whole
David Duchovny.
Yeah, shout out to David Duchovny too, because I still love California. I've watched
good show.
That show
Californication
from
about
season
that
one but to season nine. Twice.
He was with Taya Leone though. Like he ruined that.
Hey man.
Eric
Benet was with Halle.
Oh,
and he still went out with
that.
No shoes on and no socks and fuck somebody else.
Right.
Wait, what is Californication about? Sex addiction?
He's a writer and he's a he's a sex addict, right?
Or
he dabbles.
You'll call it a sex he's a Mac.
Yeah.
He always finds himself in a situation where the girl wants him.
Right.
Yeah.
He's not out trying to get the girl.
And a lot
but
of times she's not age appropriate.
Oh, she's like
in
young.
The first joint, man. The first episode, the pilot of Californication should win all the awards.
It really is hot.
Okay,
it's hot.
Check it out, bro. It's still one of my favorite shows to this day. Okay. We wrote a whole pilot in L.A. based on Californication because it's such a good show.
Okay,
oh, it's such a good show, and it's just all the L.A. nuances and what you ain't supposed to do, but what L.A. really is. It's a pit of vagina, bro.
Yeah.
Like the whole show is of him writing and just trying to navigate. He got an ex-wife that he loves. He's trying to do right, but he just can't.
Do
can't right
keep because
his dick
there's out
women
of young pussy
fucking everywhere.
Are you going to act?
Sure, why you got something for me?
No.
I went to college for acting.
Yeah,
yeah. I got a degree in acting.
So Karen, she
what
knows
to do.
Whatever you want. What do you need? Action.
She said action.
She's like action. No, whatever I just want to know. I want to know.
I mean,
because we're talking about shows and shit.
Yeah,
what's
you
like your
right
show? What's the show that you like? Fuck, I want to be on this, John.
Oh, that's a good question.
You think about that? You think about the shit you want to write or
Californication. I wrote a short called Shitfaced. It's on Vimeo. I can send it to you guys.
Absolutely. We would love to watch it.
It's like 14 minutes long, but it's about how I was crazy drinking when I first started stand up.
Yeah.
So I end up in like an ambulance in the last scene.
That's dope. I say try it.
I say fucking
art reflects art and life, and life reflects art, or whatever the fuck the thing is. Yeah, so
I'll send it to you guys.
Send it to him. I'm a terrible writer, but he's good at writing shows.
No, it's already made.
Wait, what?
It's
made.
It's 14 minutes. You can just watch it.
Vimeo.
It's on Vimeo.
Oh yeah. Well, that's dope. Yeah. I want to see it now.
Okay,
shit.
No, I'll watch it.
We can't watch it now because we don't got that much time.
Yeah.
Right. Is that the accurate time?
Yeah. It's 4 o'clock now.
Oh yeah. I gotta go. I gotta go back to work.
Okay, shit.
Well, God damn it.
Damn it.
This was our fault because we started late.
No, this was fun.
What time you got to be to work?
We're running for 37 minutes right now.
Nah, Karen. Do you
stay
and fuck your job, yo?
I'll stay. Okay.
No.
40 minutes. No, but she got to get to work, but no. 37 is still that's a bona fide. She told us who she was 37.
Black men causing white women to lose their jobs and shit.
Yeah, I don't want that.
That's good.
Yeah.
You guys should do that to more white women.
Yeah.
Fuck them so they're late for work.
Yeah. Well,
look at Derek.
Yeah.
I know, you're
so
married,
that
Monroe. Monroe, I can tell you're a good husband.
I try to be.
I'm proud of him. He gives me hope that maybe when I'm 45, I can get married.
I try to be. I don't know.
I think you are.
I think you are, man.
You should have a kid. Let's do it.
We trying to have kids. That's just difficult.
Don't force it.
No, we're going to wait.
Nigga, stay on these streets with me.
I want to be a millionaire before I have a kid, though.
Yeah, man, we got parties to go to. Nigga.
I'm trying to have one of them
VIPs to be.
That you hate. I'm trying to have a kid that has an apartment
that's spoiled,
that don't work for shit.
You won't let
and
you
is
won't
out there drying pussies up. No. I'm like, go ahead, son.
Yeah.
You can have whatever you want.
You can have whatever you
Maybe
want.
Maybe when
son.
You're 30, you can be a tier one Equinox trainer and get $15 an hour. Bye. Follow me on Twitter.
God damn it. Ladies and gentlemen, the great Karen Feehan. Yeah. I like
Thanks,
it.
Guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank
Sorry
guys.
For being late.
Don't be.
Thanks so much.
What's your tattoo say?
Don't serve me, because I'm an alcoholic.
Don't serve me. That's so wild.
You just got that?
No, I've had it for like 4 years.
Karen Feehan is my hero.
Bartenders can't read cursive.
All right. That was Karen Feehan, y'all.
Cannot read in cursive. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been another splendiferous episode
of No Need for Apologies.
I'm Derek Gaines.
And I'm Monroe Martin.
I'll talk to y'all soon.
Peace.